Let's read together 1 Chronicles chapter 15. In this chapter, David successfully brings the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem because he followed the directives given in God's law for transporting the Ark. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the Ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one may carry the Ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord has chosen them to carry the Ark of God and to minister before him forever." And David gathered all Israel together at Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. Then David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites. And now from verse 5 down to verse 11, we have the names of the priests and the Levites that assembled before David. Verse 12. He said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brethren, that you may bring up the Ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place I have prepared for it. For because you did not do it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us because we did not consult him about the proper order." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the Ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bore the Ark of God on their shoulders by its poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. Then David spoke to the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers, accompanied by instruments of music, stringed instruments, harps, and cymbals, by raising the voice with resounding joy. And now from verse 17 down to verse 24, we have the names of the Levites that were appointed as singers and musicians. Verse 25. So David, the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And so it was when God helped the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord that they offered 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who bore the Ark, the singers, and Kenaniah, the music master, with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. Thus all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn, with trumpets and with cymbals, making music with stringed instruments and harps. And it happened as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came to the city of David that Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David whirling and playing music, and she despised him in her heart. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 15, with some background notes. In 1 Chronicles chapter 13, we read the sad story of the death of Uzzah, who wrongly touched the Ark of God. Even though Uzzah was sincere and zealous and meant well, God's law clearly said that his people were not to touch the Ark. The death of Uzzah would have been a lesson to all Israel then, and it is a lesson for all of us today. God always expects his people to know and follow his word. Remember, we had that as one of our doctrinal points in chapter 13. We saw in chapter 14 how God blessed David and gave him victories over the Philistines. This was because David inquired of the Lord and followed the Lord's directions. We see in verse 12 of chapter 14 that David did the right thing with the idols that the Philistines abandoned in their retreat. He burned them. Verse 12 of chapter 14 once again. And when they left their gods there, David gave a commandment and they burned them with fire. No souvenirs were permitted to be taken by his troops. David did not want to risk idolatry in any way, shape, or form creeping into the nation. A good lesson for us today, by the way. Many associations with the world of the occult, for example, have begun with a naive purchase or gift or souvenir of an idol or a cult object. It's better to burn these items. When David heard that the family of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, and all that he had was being blessed by the Lord because the Ark of the Covenant was in his home, David must have reasoned that it was now okay to bring the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem, as long as it was transported in the right way. And so David prepared a tent in Jerusalem in which to receive the ark. Verse 1. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. This was not the tabernacle. The tabernacle was in Gibeon at this time, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. And we know from 2 Samuel chapter 7, as well as 1 Chronicles chapter 17, that David intended to build a temple in Jerusalem to house the ark of God. So this tent here in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 was only meant to be a temporary dwelling place for the ark of the covenant. As it turned out, of course, it was there for the rest of the reign of David and remained there until King Solomon built the temple of the Lord. Well, so much for background. Let's move to our doctrinal teaching points for 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Doctrinal point number one. There was a great celebration when the ark was brought to Jerusalem. There was a great celebration when the ark was brought to Jerusalem. In verse 14, we read that the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves in accordance with the law in order to properly transport the Ark of the Covenant. Verse 14. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the Ark of the Lord God of Israel. And then we read in verse 15, and the children of the Levites bore the Ark of God on their shoulders by its poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. I'm reading the word of the Lord in Exodus chapter 25, beginning at verse 12. You shall cast four rings of gold for it, that is, for the ark, and put them in its four corners. Two rings shall be on one side and two rings on the other side. And you shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. Exodus chapter 25, verses 12 through 15. In verses 16 through 24 here in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, we see that David made arrangements for there to be music as part of the celebration of bringing up the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. And so under the leadership of Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, singers and musicians were appointed. Along with the choir, there was a praise band with harps, lyres or stringed instruments, and loud-sounding cymbals. Now, being the conservative that I am, I probably would have complained and said to David, David, can't we drop the loud-sounding cymbals from the praise band and just have the harps and the stringed instruments? They seem like more spiritual instruments, don't they? Well, David probably would have said to me, hey, stop complaining and get with the program and praise the Lord. We see in verse 16 that the loud praise band was in order to raise the voices of the people with sounds of joy. Verse 16, once again, then David spoke to the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be singers accompanied by instruments of music, stringed instruments, harps, and cymbals by raising the voice with resounding joy. And so we read in verse 25, so David, the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And verse 28, thus all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with the sound of the horn, with trumpets, and with cymbals, making music with stringed instruments and harps. Along with the music, there were proper sacrifices made as part of the celebration. Verse 26, and so it was when God helped the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord that they offered seven bulls and seven rams. There was a great celebration when the Ark was brought to Jerusalem. Doctrine point number two, there will be a great celebration when the Lord returns to Jerusalem. There will be a great celebration when the Lord returns to Jerusalem. As you know from our Old Testament studies, the Ark of the Covenant is a spiritual picture of Christ. The mercy seat of the Ark was where the blood of the atoning sacrifice was brought so that a holy God could dwell in the midst of his sinful people. It is the blood of Christ that is the basis of our salvation and our fellowship with a holy God. We saw in our studies of the book of Joshua that the Ark of the Covenant represented Christ leading his people as they marched around Jericho. And now here again, on this great and joyous occasion of bringing the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem, we have a spiritual picture of Christ in the midst of his people. It is the focus and basis of the people's joyous celebration. Certainly we have here a prophetic glimpse into the future, when our Lord will return to this earth to set up his kingdom. According to Zechariah chapter 14 and other scriptures, the Lord will return to Jerusalem to reign as king. What a coronation day that will be. There will be a great celebration when the Lord returns to Jerusalem. Now, what about practical application from 1 Chronicles chapter 15? Practical application number one, use your skills for the Lord. Use your skills for the Lord. Verse 22, Kenaniah, leader of the Levites, was instructor in charge of the music because he was skillful. So why was Kenaniah put in charge of leading and teaching the choir? Answer, because he was skillful in music and singing. Not just because he loved to sing, or had a good voice, or was willing to do the job, or had connections. Kenaniah was skilled in the area of music and singing, and he was available to dedicate his talents and skills to the Lord. Now, what about us? Do we have any skills? Do you have some outstanding proficiency or ability? Or have you been trained in some area that could be offered to the Lord for his work? Maybe it's in the area of music. Maybe it's in the area of construction. Maybe it's in the area of writing. Kenaniah used his skill and training for the Lord, and so can you. Use your skills for the Lord. Practical application number two. Don't despise the worship of other believers. Don't despise the worship of other believers. Verse 29. And it happened as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came to the city of David that Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David whirling, or dancing, some of your translations have, and saw King David whirling and playing music, and she despised him in her heart. Michal, David's wife, looked down on David and the joyful display of his emotions. Now, I have an idea, once again, that I may have sided with Michal if I was there and saw David leaping and making merry. But this was David's way of worship of the Lord on this occasion. And nothing in the law said that this was improper worship. In fact, we learn from the parallel account in 2 Samuel chapter 6 that Michal was wrong for judging David in this way. Now, do you see the spiritual lesson here for us? We may choose not to worship the Lord in the same way and with the same emotional displays as other believers. But let us not despise the worship of other believers. Again, because of my emotional makeup, I like to sing with my hands down, and I'm not big on spontaneous outbursts of praise. But I dare not judge or despise the worship style of my fellow believers. Don't despise the worship of other believers.